Lesson all about a guy called Petey the Snake, and it's very easy. And if you tell this story to yourself every night for 6 months, you will end up as good as you're hearing here. So the whole story was about, the story he told me was about Petey the Snake. In fact, he wasn't a snake, he was an asp. So there's a difference between a snake and an asp. Don't ask me what, but anyhow, there's a difference. Anyhow, so it's all about Petey the Snake. And as you know, snakes live in pits. You know that? And what do they do all day? They hiss around the pit. So Petey all day long was hissing up one side of the pit, hissing up the other side of the pit, in his own pit, in County Kerry. Every day was raining, so he had no internet in the pit, he had no Wi-Fi, and he got bored out of his mind hissing around his own pit. So he was hissing away, and he got depressed as well. One day he looked out, and lo and behold, it was shining outside, the sun was shining. And he said, I'm sick of hissing around my own pit, so I'm going to go out in the open air, hissing around the pit, hissing around the open air. So he went up against the trees, and he was hissing up against the trees, hissing around the grass, hissing up around the rocks, and he had a great time. What happened? Disaster strikes. It started to rain, just like now. And what did he do? See, it was all synchronized. So he came in back to his, he said, no, I'm not going into this pit. I'm sick of that pit and hissing around the pit. I'm going down to my neighbor, and whose name was Mrs. Pot. And Mrs. Pot had the most beautiful pit. So he went into Mrs. Pot's pit, hissing around the Mrs. Pot's pit, down to Mrs. Pot's pit, hissing up inside of Mrs. Pot's pit, the other side of Mrs. Pot's pit. He was delighted. She had Wi-Fi, internet, the lot. She was very happy. What happened? Disaster stroke again. Mrs. Pot came into her pit after 6 months. And she said, what are you doing, Petey? And Petey said, I'm hissing in your pit, Mrs. Pot. How dare you hiss around my pit? Have you got pit of your own to hiss? He said, I have, up the street. So he said, go into your own mama and go hissing around her own, in her pit. So he went up dejectedly, slithered along dejectedly into his own pit. And he was hissing around his own pit. Very depressed he got, I'm afraid Petey did. And his mama came in and says, what's wrong with you, Petey pet? He said, I was below Mrs. Pot's pit, hissing around Mrs. Pot's pit. And she said, get out the pit if I wanted to hiss, and get up to my own pit if I wanted to hiss. Right. And she said, the cheek of that Mrs. Pot. I knew her when she didn't have a pit to hiss in. So, that's your lesson in what's called elocution. And as they say, if you kind of stick to that story every so often.
Right. Just like me.
Sorry. He had a clear round. Do you notice that?
Oh, yes,
clear round.
Gail has a little notebook, and she says you can do four falls, because that story is full of pitfalls.